Hurricane Sandy affects ministry in Cuba. An evangelistic movement gains momentum in Egypt and will connect the dots between dirty diapers, orphans, and the gospel. All that and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cubans are still counting the cost of Hurricane Sandy as the Category 2 storm tore across the island nation yesterday, leaving a path of destruction behind. The storm has affected the work of at least one ministry. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says they have team members on the ground there.
Our man on the ground in Cuba was teaching Master of Arts in Leadership at a seminary. They did only one day, and then the hurricane hit, and they sent everybody home. Many homes and stores have been destroyed. There's no electricity or regular phone service. They're telling us this is the worst hurricane damage in Cuba since 1962.
Cuba recently relaxed exit visa requirements. While it's getting better, Peterson says,
we need to pray that they would continue to be protected and that their lives and their families and their work would not be in jeopardy. If it is true that there is Christianity within the official government of Cuba, that this will be a breakthrough for the gospel.
We turn next to Syrian refugees who are running out of food. Evangelical Free Church Mission supplies refugees with a $50 portion of food. Now, this helps them survive for a couple of weeks. Hundreds of families receive help, and EFCA is getting concerned with their food supply. They're asking people like you to consider giving and also to spread the word about it. Pray for the safety of their workers as well. They run into a lot of roadblocks as they travel between villages. This is Mission Network News. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they're celebrating a difficult achievement in Kazakhstan. Two SGA-supported churches were successfully re-registered with the government.
From SGA's standpoint, we're happy to hear that. But obviously, from a broader religious freedom perspective, we are concerned one group that has freedom today might not be granted that freedom tomorrow.
According to Forum 18 News, officials tried to stop some Kazakh Protestants from re-registering their churches. While SGA-supported churches succeeded, Griffith doesn't think the church should relax their guard.
They need to be very careful. In Kazakhstan, even with the registered churches, there have been difficulties in, for instance, children's ministries, holding summer camps. Things like that often have to be done very discreetly.
Pray for churches as they go through the re-registration process. Pray that people would keep hearing the message of Christ. Meanwhile, Open Doors USA says a Christian leader in Egypt is calling for prayer. A huge four-day evangelistic festival started in the desert yesterday. It's expected to draw thousands of people from all over the country. The Christian leader says the festival's main theme is how Jesus can change lives. Pray for safety for all the people traveling to the event. Over the last few months, turmoil has filled many Egyptians with fear. Pray many would find peace through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And good intentions aren't enough to answer the growing orphan crisis around the world. And that's why Orphan's Heart and the Florida Baptist Children's Homes launched their second annual 40 Days for the Fatherless campaign. President Dr. Jerry Haig explains.
What we're trying to do is focus everyone's thoughts toward helping the 140 million orphans that are around the world.
It concludes on Orphan Sunday, November 6th. Awareness doesn't mean much without action. Enter the diaper drive.
We raised last year 230,000 diapers to be distributed domestically and also in developing countries. Our goal this year is 300,000 diapers.
Why diapers? Well, collectively, their ministry goes through 30,000 diapers a month. Plus,
it really gives us that opportunity to be the physical presence of Jesus Christ by distributing these diapers to needy families that are providing homes for children in foster care, to other developing countries where we're able to communicate to these children that Jesus loves them.
There are hands-on opportunities, too. Want to see that in person? Get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a long ways off, but have you started thinking about how you're going to celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Christ brings to us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.